Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. Today we're joined by Alex Stanbury, CEO of Technology Minerals. Welcome back, Alex.
Hi, Phil. Hi, Kevin. Good to be here.
Yeah, so you've just updated the market on the ongoing acquisition of the remaining shares of Recyclers Group Limited, which the company already owns 48.35%. Expected to conclude in early Q1 2024, the transaction will see the company renamed to Recyclers Group with ticker RG1, emphasizing its commitment to battery metal recycling. Recyclers has made significant strides with both battery recycling plants obtaining full licensure. The lithium ion facility is operational and scaling up, while the lead acid plant is slated to commence commercial activities by Q1 2024. The integration aims to bolster the strategy of creating a circular economy for battery metals through a combination of raw material supply and end-of-life battery reprocessing and reuse. Sounds like real progress, Alex.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a really, really good year, and it's taken time to get all our permissions in place. As you know, we are now in a situation where we're operating at Wolverhampton and looking forward to getting operational at Tipton, just going into a commissioning period there now. And so, yeah, I think updating the market on the state of this merger has been really important. The prospectus is with the FCA. We're on the third turn of it now, and we're just about to file. Well, by the time this goes out, we will have filed our annual accounts. And so those numbers can now go into the prospectus, which has obviously been an important thing we've been waiting for. And then the recyclist numbers can slot in after that. And those are really the key things we're waiting for at this point in order to get it approved. And then we can go to, you know, shareholder approval and get the, that's from the technology minerals side, it's already approved on the recycler side, and get it finalized. I think one of the key things to for shareholders to remember here is that this merger really means that recyclers will no longer be an investment by TM1. It's now a consolidation. So all of Recyclers' cash flows will come through the PLC. And with that, has obviously been the decision from the board to transition to being a recycling company rather than a mineral exploration company, and a renaming because of that refocus into Recyclers PLC and a change of the ticket to RG1.
So all hopefully is on track. Obviously, you're in communications with the FCA, so this is the third time. So hopefully these are now just the end of discussions and what needs to happen, I presume.
It'll appear that way. It's never done till it's done. But from our experience, you know, we seem to be making very good headway. There seems to be nothing in there that's causing anyone any difficulty. As I said, it's now a case of just getting in the numbers, and which are being published as we speak. and the recyclers ones that get published in a couple of weeks. So once they're in, the document can go back in. And we're looking to get this done by, get the prospectus done by kind of the end of the year. The approval's in, and that'll consummate the merger in the beginning of Q1.
So how is the lithium plant going? Is it going at full steam in terms of your allowable amounts? And what's coming through the gates?
It's going very well, thanks. Yeah, we've been running it at capacity, and actually it's at times beyond capacity, and then taking downtime. So yeah, plenty coming through the gates from all angles. And it's there are silos of batteries all over the place, from the lithium ion and various chemistries, and from Wee Waste, as well as the EV batteries, but also from the primaries as well. So getting gauge on those as well.
So the black mass, as it stands at the minute, we're stockpiling the black mass until the license comes through. And, you know, again, how long is a piece of string in terms of the black mass licenses, and so that you can sell it overseas? You can still sell it in the UK, I imagine, but obviously for the best prices, you need to be able to sell it overseas. Is that fair?
Yes, it is fair. There aren't many buyers in the UK simply because there's no refining capacity here. So it would really be a trader who's going to trade it out. Again, they'd need to get their own permissions in place. And there are, and as we're the first producing black mass at scale, there aren't many of those around. But yes, we're currently stockpiling. We know we've got great value in our black mass because we've sent it to various traders and they've quoted to buy it. So now we're getting TFS notices in place with those guys. And that's a transfrontier shipment notice. And that's for the movement of hazardous waste across borders. And it's just a lot of paperwork, but it's very achievable. And we expect to have a couple of those in place within the next few weeks, and work on those sales routes. And we're looking at sort of both short-term sales and potentially longer-term contracts as well. The reason we haven't signed up longer-term contracts, as I may have mentioned before, is that we want to keep our options open with regard to potentially bringing in expansion capital from trading houses, etc. So we'd rather do spot sales in the meantime.
So from a short-term, medium-term, and long-term cash flow situation, how do you see Recyclist Group moving over the next period of time?
From the short-term, the gate fees on lithium-ion batteries is very lucrative depending on where they've come from. Some of them, you know, such as LFP, have a higher gate fee than the NMC or the LCOs, and then the primaries have a higher gate fee from there. We've also got going to start an R&D project with vapes as well. There'd be very good front-end gate fee there. So that's the short term. The medium term is also the sale of the black mass, and that would generate a lot of cash within the system. And then once these plants are up and running properly, generating both the front end and the back end, then the longer term is duplication of plants. But we want to get this plant doing exactly what it should do on the front end, which is 8,300 tons, and then we can speak to the environmental agency about upping that and going to a second shift, which would take us to about 16,000 tons of feedstock a year, so that we're working closely with them. And in the meantime, obviously, is getting Tipton up and running. And so we're going through that commissioning phase now. And again, that's, you know, fairly simple business in terms of the acquisition of feedstock, the processing, and then the sale of the lead. And we've got good offtake partners for that as well. So there's an awful lot to be doing between now and the end of Q1, but the world should look like a very pretty place by that time. We should be generating very good cash, and we should be able to drive our share price an awful lot higher. I'm a little mystified as to why it is where it is. Compared to our peers, we are giveaway cheap, especially considering our unique position in the UK. I think hopefully they'll come to realize that in due course.
Yeah, with all the machinery you have and the ability to make cash, to have a market capitalization of 20 million, which also includes a lot of mining stocks or mining licenses, which probably on their own are probably worth the £20 million if we're realistic. I mean, how do you see? I mean, the market is dreadful. I mean, put that aside, you guys, I think in the year 2024, are probably going to have more free cash flow than your current market cap, I would imagine, if all the plans that we're talking about now come to fruition. You're going to have more than £20 million of free cash flow in 2024, I'd imagine. I don't know whether that's strictly true, but you can tell us.
Yeah, that should be correct, actually. You know, we assuming that we keep to business plan, and there's no reason we shouldn't, then yes, our market cap today, as you say, reflects probably the value of our exploration assets, which I think the market actually seems to be valuing at zero, which is definitely not the reality of the situation. Yeah, I don't really know why our market cap is where it is. And maybe it's just going to have to rely on, you know, the proof of cash flow. Maybe it is a function of the market we're on and, you know, early stage businesses like ours just not getting the recognition. And certainly if we were in the US, we would be on a multiple of where we are today.
Yeah, I mean, you think you would be valued 10 to 15 times what you are today in the US because they're forward looking, whereas this UK market seems to be, you have to do it before you get valued at it. But it will catch up, I think. And as you have that cash, and maybe you have the options to have that cash through other deals such as offtakes and etc., you're going to be able to accelerate, as Robin suggested on the other interview, to go for the extra sites quicker than you had written in the five-year plan. So, yeah, I mean, it's exciting times ahead. It's been an absolute drag to get to this point. I'm sure you'll agree. But, you know, let's hope.
Nothing comes easy in life, you know.
It's especially when you're waiting on other people for licenses as well, you say.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, it's we've got here. And now it's time to ramp the business. And as you say, the key now is to get Tipton and Wolverhampton running at capacity, try and increase the capacity at Wolverhampton, sweat that asset, and then look at expansion in that order.
And are you already actively looking all the time, earmarking other sites or potential sites?
We do talk about where is next in the UK, and we have got sites earmarked. And we'll want to move on those pretty quickly. But the key, as I said, is making sure that, you know, is getting site one sites one and two humming, and then it really becomes a cookie cutter. That's kind of where we're at, and we're doing that at the moment. And so it's just getting all the feedstock through the front, getting all of our logistics and everything absolutely fine-tuned. You can imagine that, you know, it's quite a change of business from getting a plant built, turning it into a fully operating site, turning through 8,300 tons a year, and then potentially 16,000 tons, potentially 22,000 tons. That's an awful lot of movement on site, an awful lot of lorries coming in. And so it's just making sure that everything is working absolutely perfectly and all of our systems and safety are exactly as they need to be.
And at 22,000 tons, you are basically producing the golden egg in terms of the machine, because the profit on that is going to be absolutely huge, both gate fees and black mass that you produce.
Absolutely. Yeah, that is obviously the goal. So it's a better work three shifts at that site and at any site.
Okay, well, on that note, we'll say Alex Stanbury, CEO of Technology Minerals. Thanks very much for your time.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me, guys. And look forward to seeing you again soon.
Yep. Thanks, Alex.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.